with the same feeling of disappointment? That's because today's joint formulas are all pretty much the same. Chondroitin, glucosamine, or a combination of the two. But now there's a totally different, completely revolutionary joint relief formula with ingredients that are up to twice as effective as chondroitin and glucosamine. It's called Beneflex. And right now, you can get a complimentary 2-week sample just by calling 1-800-500-7213. The key natural ingredients in Beneflex's formula are so powerful that you only need to take one pill a day. Just one pill. And even better, with Beneflex, you can begin to experience joint relief in as few as 7 days. This is a totally different joint relief solution that can make a real difference in your life. So call now to guarantee your complimentary sample. Beneflex is also available at GNC. But remember, you can only receive your complimentary sample by calling now. 1-800-500-7213. That's 1-800-500-7213.
At Sears Auto Center, shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Visit Sears Auto Center today. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 4/27.
What are you waiting for? Mortgage rates to go lower than 2.5? Don't miss this opportunity. Find out how much money you could be saving before it ends.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. It's as easy as picking up the phone and answering a few simple questions. And in about 10 minutes, you'll know just how low your mortgage payment could be. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak has fixed mortgage rates of 2.5%. That means real monthly savings. Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
We do all the work. We'll get you closed in 30 days, and some programs don't even require an appraisal.
Take 10 minutes. Call 314-567-GOLD and lower your rate to 2.5.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.187, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Every Sunday at Gallagher's in Waterloo, enjoy the Sunday family-style chicken dinner from 11:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. Bring the whole family to Gallagher's in Waterloo, where everything is homemade.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
Partners and
it's called Belching Man Singer.
There's no fun that's gone.
FM. We're full of chat and we're full of chit.
Tingling, trembling, and throbbing.
I've got that right now.
What does it mean?
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the April 24th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. It was 40 years ago this month, 1973, that I first stepped into, well, sat down in the chair at Ballast Dental Care. And the rest, as they say, is history. 40 years later, still a patient, never wanted to go anywhere else, and I don't think you will either. Your search for the perfect dental clinic ends at Ballast Dental Care. We will tell you where to find them online and a little bit more about them after. I feel better already. Well, I feel good because early in the show, Dan and I found out we're geniuses. Yeah. Somebody else tries to act like he's smarter than we were, but nobody monitored his testing. More tests to come. I can tell this is going to become, I hope, a regular feature. Let's start with that guy who thinks he's smarter than we are.
12 out of 13.
Yeah, 12 out of 13. I'm 10 out of 13. Dan was 9 out of 13. Mr. 12 out of 13 is like 42 is Jackie Robinson. You could be known as 12 of 13. Your bowling shirt should have 12 and an under 13. Of 13.
Yeah.
Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, you need to have a strategy in place to give yourself. They're going up. And okay. You need to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises. And Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss, 9 out of 13 science and tech questions. Pretty impressive. In the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where he got it.
Brad Boy wants to know if you have any test questions because he thinks he'll ace them if you have any. On
what?
Cheese.
On cheese.
Oh, I'm sure there's a cheese question.
See what you can find
there
about cheese questions. He'd like to jump in on that. Listen to that clarinet play. Crank it up. That's Skylar Tompkins on the clarinet. He's been with Bruce in the band for about 14
Walter
years.
Walter Ostenick.
Huh?
He's playing the Walter Ostenick clarinet polka.
We renamed it.
Yeah.
Clarinet polka is now the B.J. Schulte polka. How about it for those guys? Bruce Lipprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Thank you so much. I don't even remember what I had done the first time I went in 40 years ago. Probably just a checkup. Because I don't remember having a toothache or anything. I haven't had a toothache, I don't think, since I was a kid. Probably just thought, well, haven't been to the dentist a couple of years. I need a dentist. And the lady I worked with said, here's where I go. And I went, and boom, that was it. I told my wife, I said, you have to go there. Because I tell her, here's what you will do, and here's what you won't do.
Sure.
That's how our marriage is so solid. She had suggested another dentist. I said, no, you'll go where I tell you to go.
Yeah, what do you
I remember mean? My exact words to her.
I'm a man and you're a woman.
Yeah, I'm a man, you're a woman. Shut up.
Oh.
I said, you'll go where I tell you. Yeah, well, that's how I talked to her. And I said, here's where you'll go. And I wrote the name down, the address, and I said, just do what I say. And then that's what she did.
Well, go on, woman. Get me my dinner.
Well, that hasn't worked out too well.
You haven't been able to win on that one.
Yeah, I think it's probably not a good idea to
probably time to give that one up, to
criticize cooking when you first get married. That kind of puts a damper on the whole cooking thing when you are dumb enough to go, by the way, what is this I'm eating? I can't even tell what it is. It's so horrible.
No.
That's not a good idea. And I did that a couple of times, and she showed me no more breakfast, no more broccoli casserole,
wasn't it? Wasn't that it the was only some, thing?
Well, it was broccoli casserole. Broccoli casserole was the one thing she knew how to make when we got married, so we had it every day. And I finally just said, are we ever not going to have broccoli casserole? And she said, yeah, we'll never have it again. And she's never made it since. So that's the way it works with women.
That'll learn you.
You got to learn. You got to be careful. You have to be careful. I don't know that you have to be careful when you're selecting a dentist. There are probably a lot of pretty decent dental clinics. But we want you to go to Ballast Dental Care because, one, I don't think you'll ever find anywhere better. And even if there was another dental clinic exactly equal, take all things into consideration, give them a score, and they came out the same. You want to go to Ballast Dental Care because why? You're AM and the PM, and they're AM and the PM. They've been part of this show for about 13, 14 years, help making it possible. Ballast Dental Care, wonderful place to go to the dentist, a place where people normally don't even want to think about going. That'll all change. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. I like the fact that we're keeping the real Tonight Show theme alive. We're the only people doing it. This show, this music would have been long forgotten, were it not for us and the Bill Cleveland segment. And it is time from downtown St. Louis, the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lipprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bill.
So last night, Frank, I was at the fabulous Fox Theater and saw a show that I know that you would absolutely love. It's called Million Dollar Quartet. Have you heard of it?
I have heard of it. The Jerry Lee Lewis, the story of Cash and Lewis and Elvis.
Perkins.
And Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, and Elvis Presley. The last time all four of them were together in the same room, 1956.
Wow, but that's a great show.
Oh, my goodness. It was absolutely incredible. And if you've been to Sun Studios in Memphis, Tennessee, it will be that much more enjoyable because the entire musical takes place right there in the studio. That's it. There's one set for the whole show. They're right there in the studio.
Now, how much dialogue is there and how much singing? Is it like 50-50 or is it mostly singing?
It's more music. It's kind of like Jersey Boys. Where
yeah, see, I like Jersey Boys because it was more of a concert to me than a play.
Yes. And it's just kind of the same way where there's just enough of the storyline, and then they get back right back to the music.
Great.
And then the last sort of 15 minutes of the show, it's kind of like a concert, and you're watching these guys, and they all sound just like the original artist. And the guy that does Johnny Cash, I don't know who he is, but even just speaking, he sounds exactly like Johnny Cash to the point where you get goosebumps. You think you're watching Johnny Cash on stage. It was unbelievable. What is that, the Fox Theater?
Is it over? How long is it going to be there?
Next couple of weeks it'll be at the Fox Theater. But it's worth checking out for sure.
All right.
Well, disgraced Congressman Anthony Weiner, who resigned after tweeting photos of his private area, is now back on Twitter. Apparently he has a lot of messages waiting for him because they told him his inbox is also bulging. Yeah. And a cruise ship rescued a group of people floating in a crude, dirty, homemade raft floating between Florida and Cuba. Once the people realized it was a Carnival cruise ship, they said, "That's all right, we'll stay in the raft."
No, man.
That's bad.
And NBC sportscaster Al Michaels, I'm sure you've heard by now, was arrested over the weekend on suspicion of DUI. Apparently his blood alcohol level was higher than that of the Nielsen ratings for most NBC programs.
Oh, yeah. I heard he was really nice, though, even to the cops, and he was 0.08. He was just, barely over. He was really nice about it.
Yeah, I'm not really a drinker, so I don't know what it takes to get to...
Well, it's different in different states, but where he got pulled over, 0.08, 0.07, you'd have been okay. It was that minimal.
Right. So, but and finally, this happened.
But he was over, and you know what? That's the price you pay.
Apparently much nicer than Reese Witherspoon.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, how about this? Congratulations to Cher. She just completed her 26th album. Huh. 26th album, which sounds pretty impressive until you realize she's on her 28th nose.
Oh, boy. I thought she retired.
Half breed. Thank you.
Oh, that was good.
Bill Cleveland's segment brought to you by this week. Oh, wait. Who's applauding for who?
That was applause for
segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
That applause is actually for Bill. Half-breed.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they asked for an encore. Nice. I can show you the emails, and I'm getting texts. And,
so nice, you did
encore,
it twice.
Encore, more share. Yeah, so nice, I did it twice. And then what was that? Oh, she kind of started that auto-tune thing. Yeah. Do you believe in life after love? Why do they just abruptly stop?
Hey, can
like
somebody
that?
Give me a hand with all this talent?
Okay, Lauren. Why did the applause just cut? You cut their mics off?
No, they just stop like
that. They shouldn't do that. They should let it trail off. So far, we have $1,600 toward our collection for St. Jude Children's Hospital. Come on. I need more money here. You could call before the show's over and talk to Dan. He'll give me an update. We'll do a bulletin. First names only, if that's the way you want it. You want to sit at our table trivia night, May 18th? We need four people. We need two couples. We need some money. $1,600. I'm thrilled to death. And that's still with the seats open at the table. So you know the numbers, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Hey, I only hit you up twice a year or so for money. Not very often. This is one of those times. Good cause. St. Jude. Tom Brokaw needs to go away. You know, Tom Brokaw is supposed to be retired. Every time I turn on TV, here's Tom Brokaw spouting off about something. You know, I talked to him this morning about
that. Really?
I couldn't stand anymore, so I called him. I said, "Tom, hang it up, buddy. You're always coming on, spouting off, mouthing off, and giving your opinion. It's like you can't go away. Are you retired or are you not retired?" Here's what he said.
That's Tom Brokaw, ABC Nightly News. You know, I didn't want to be retired, but Brian Williams pushed me out, and I really like to give my opinion on things like I did on NBC Nightly News.
Well, we can tell that. Let me ask you while I have you on here. Let me ask you something. What's the deal with your speech pattern, that slurring thing? Are you drunk, or what is that? What is that about?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't... I think I speak clearly.
Well, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
I'm a broadcaster, and I'm supposed to speak clearly.
Yeah, I'm thinking of somebody else. So thank you, Tom Brokaw, everybody. Thanks for being with us.
That's Tom Brokaw, ABC Nightly News. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, he probably will see us tomorrow night. He's always on TV. Congratulations to Steve Savard. Steve Savard is now officially a news anchor and no longer a sports guy, and he deserves it. When he was sitting in, the ratings went up. See, TV has ratings you can depend on that actually mean something because they have a electronic box that tells what people are watching. So congratulations to Steve. He's a good guy, and I think that's a great move on the part of Channel 4. And that's kind of become a trend. There are a lot of sports guys. Mark Curtis, who used to be in St. Louis and did sports, is in Phoenix. He's the news anchor and has been for years. The guy on Channel 5. I don't watch Channel 5, but I know he was a sports guy. Now he's an anchor, so good for Steve Savard. They had the funeral. Was it the Sean Collier, the MIT cop that got murdered by those scumbags? Was that funeral yesterday or was it this morning?
I think it was this morning.
It may have been this morning. And I noticed at the funeral they had James Taylor on. I have a request. If I die, if somebody even suggests maybe we could get James Taylor, don't do it. Okay. I don't want him there. I want a comedian or somebody to come and lighten things up. Boy, that James Taylor music is depressing, and I don't want to do that to people.
You got a friend.
So when I saw that, I was depressed, and I was really even more depressed after that. Today, I had the occasion that I had to call DirecTV. And here's the deal. You have a receiver. You have a dish on your house, and you have a receiver. And the receiver is the thing that actually gathers the programming and records it or whatever. And about 8 years ago, we upgraded receivers. And for some reason, I misplaced this old receiver. So for 8 years, they've charged me $5 a month for the receiver that hasn't been in use for 8 years. And I kept putting it off because the alternative was they wanted $200 for the receiver that I didn't return. I couldn't find it. So my daughter, about 3 months ago, my daughter finds this receiver in a drawer in a bedroom. I said, there it is. There's the receiver. So I called DirecTV, and I said that what they do is they send you a prepaid shipping box, and you put the receiver in it. You send it back to DirecTV. They take it off your bill, and you don't have to keep paying $5 rental every month for a receiver you're not using. Otherwise, they want $200. So I said, okay, send me the box. That was 3 months ago. The box came this past week, and I got an email literally the day after it came, and it was a pretty nasty email saying, if we don't have this receiver in 48 hours, we're going to charge you $200. So I called DirecTV today, and I said, well, a couple of things. First of all, you're not getting $200 from me. Now, let me make that real clear. You took 3 months to get me this box. And this chick says, well, we need that receiver, and we need to have it something like, we need to have it Monday. I said, look, I just got the box. You'll get it when you... I don't control the speed of the postal system. You'll get it when you get it. You'll get it next week. And then while I had her on the phone, I said, where are you? She says, I'm with DirecTV. I said, that wasn't a question. Where are you? She said, I'm in the Philippines. And I said, you know, you seem like a nice enough lady. I said, this is really not directed at you, but I'd like to talk to somebody in the United States of America. How do I do that? She said, you can't. Flat out. And I said, if I request, I want to speak to a DirecTV representative in this country, you cannot transfer me. She says, no, that will not happen. No, you have to talk to the call center here. Now, how about that?
Wow.
There's something wrong with that.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, I understand the outsourcing. I get it. But if you want to override that, if you want to say, get me somebody in the United States to flat out say, no, we can't do that. That just seems wrong to me. And quite frankly, you can call it anything you want. It's not racism. It's not prejudice. It's a matter of communication. I can't understand some of these people.
Oh, I know. I like the ones where you get them on and you go, hello, thank you for calling. My name is Bob.
Yeah, Chuck.
Yeah.
Or thank you for calling directly me. My name is Chuck. That's when it goes to India.
Yeah.
But my point is, it has nothing to do, in some cases, with where the caller is. It would be the same way if I called Mississippi and I got somebody on there, I couldn't understand what they were saying. I'd say, yeah, give me somebody I can understand. I don't even know what you're saying. I'm tired of going, repeating myself or having her ask me, could you repeat that, please? It's irritating. What else is going on? Boy, this will stun you. We're in grass cutting season now. I used to cut grass for a living, and I really enjoyed it.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I used to have the list of about, I'd say, 15, 20 regular yards that I cut every week or 2 weeks.
Wow.
And
I think I would like doing it on a riding mower. I don't know about a push mower.
I couldn't.
Or those ones. Have you seen those really those commercial ones where you can stand?
Oh yeah.
There's like a little pedestal on the back. And
now I like to sit down. I'm lazy. I don't want to stand. That's almost like walking, standing on a riding mower. How many? This is going to really surprise you. How many people do you think are treated in hospital emergency rooms for lawnmower injuries on average every year? Just give me a rough idea.
Oh, wow.
Goodness.
Oh. I'll help.
100,000.
Very good. 83,000.
Wow.
83,000. And check this horrible story.
A lot of toes missing, I'm sure. People cut it barefoot. I used to have a neighbor up the street when we grew up, and she would cut the grass barefoot.
Well, that's stupid.
Of course it is.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago today. A two-year-old in Florida. And by the way, how must her dad feel?
Oh, no.
He backed over her with a riding mower and cut both her feet off.
Oh.
A four-year-old in Tennessee had severe cuts, arms, legs. A mower ran over him last week. Mm. I mean, that kind of stuff. My second cousin lost all but two of his fingers. He saved a thumb and a finger. I told this story. He was deaf, completely deaf. And he was pushing a power mower, and he thought it had bogged down in wet grass. And he, you push the handle down, and the front kind of comes up, and he was reaching under there to clear the grass out. He said he saw his fingers fly across the yard. And he went out, he was going around the yard, picking his fingers up, putting them in his pocket. Yeah.
We both know someone. We worked with him at Kix 104. I don't know if you worked with him, but later on, but...
Oh, this is the leg?
Is that
what happened?
His ankle, yeah.
He had a fake foot.
Yeah,
I didn't know it was a lawnmower, actually.
Yeah, yeah. When he was a kid, he fell under the lawnmower.
Oh, man.
He slipped under the lawnmower, and it cut his foot off.
Not good. Not good. Here, this kind of thing makes me want to vomit. Listen to this. Ben Affleck is going to try to make a point about poverty. So he and Josh Groban and Sophia Bush, whoever that is, Debbie Mazar, whoever that is, and some other stars, they're going to all live for a week on $1.50 a day to make a point about, really?
Hmm.
What point are you going to make? And after the week, unlike real poor people who after a week are still poor, you're going to go have a big dinner at some Beverly Hills restaurant or something? What is the point of that? I don't like stuff like that. They're going to live on $1.50 a day to make a point about poverty. Okay, I don't know what the point is. I get that would be tough to do without you doing that. There's an openly gay kicker who wants to try out for the NFL. Alan Gendreau is going to make another run at the NFL. He's a former Middle Tennessee State kicker. And he had a rocky senior citizen, ruined his shot at being drafted or signed in 2012, so he took a sabbatical from the game. And now he's going to try out for some teams and wants to get in the NFL. And if he makes it, he'll be the first openly gay player competing in the NFL. Well, let me repeat something I've said before, okay, for people who don't get it. I don't care if it's the military or sports or whatever. You get a gay guy on the team, and you're in the shower with a gay guy. I don't care what anybody says. This is biology. That's exactly the same as putting me in the shower with a bunch of 20-year-old women.
Mm-hmm.
He is sexually attracted to men. He's gay. So I don't see how this is ever really supposed to work. They go, well, you just assume he's not going to be hitting on anybody. No, I don't assume anything. He's attracted sexually to men, just like I'm attracted to women. they wouldn't think of putting me on a women's team and throwing me in the shower with women. It's the same thing. So we'll see how that goes. Ah, we're late. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
West Virginia. Deep, deep, deep in the hills of West Virginia. True hillbillies, mountain people. Guy's son gets married to one of the other mountain family's daughter. And wedding night, they have their little mountain cabin, you know, no plumbing, outhouse, no electricity. And wedding night, the new groom and his bride have built a little shack of a cabin right next to the groom's parents. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, the pounding at the parents' door, and daddy opens the door, and there's his boy who just got married, standing at the door crying. And he said, "What's the matter with you, boy?" He says, "Paul, can I come in?" And he says, "Yeah, come on in here. What's the matter with you? It's your wedding night. You ought to be with your woman. What are you doing over here?" He says, "Daddy," he says, "I can't believe it. She's a virgin." He said, "What?" He said, "She's a virgin, Daddy." He said, "Oh, my son, have a beer. You deserve a beer. Have a beer. Oh my God. Did I hear you right?" He said, "Yeah, she is a virgin." He said, "Oh, man." He says, "You can't go back over there. It's over. It's done. You done right, boy, walking out on her. If she ain't good enough for her own kinfolk, she ain't good enough for you."
Let's get a look at traffic and see how it's running with Tim Weil and Airborne. Tim?
Well, one of the big problems we had on eastbound 270 is a stall that was right in front of Johnny Londoff's. It was on just before Washington Elizabeth. That has been moved off, but that has traffic jammed solid a little bit north of St. Charles Rock Road. Now it's to New Florissant. And that's causing northbound 170 to jam up from Natural Bridge up through Highway 270 as folks try to ramp on to eastbound 270. Downtown, boy, that is a nightmare. If you're traveling eastbound on 64, you're slow from Hampton almost to the Poplar Street Bridge, and that's because on the last Missouri exit, or right by the last Missouri exit, you had a stall or an accident. I couldn't quite see it because it was underneath the overpass, but had an accident that was blocking the left lane. So things are really a mess on eastbound 64. Westbound 64, you're slow from the Science Center out through McCausland, again from Spady through Mason. You're slow from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge. On westbound 70, that's the normal slowdown between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge, but you are heavy again from Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 approaching Olive through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Play It Forward with the Missouri Lottery. Win a brand new Harley-Davidson motorcycle instantly or online with Harley-Davidson scratchers from the Missouri Lottery. You could also win up to 75 grand on each ticket. So play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hadley. Hewer.
And Company.
Some of the top names involved in the 2013 NFL Draft. With these guys already play on a winning team, the KTRS team. Who will the St. Louis Rams pick? The NFL Draft begins tomorrow, and the big sports show is on the case. Hadley. Hewer. And Company. The big sports show. Weeknights beginning at 6 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Can your walking cane fold up to one-third its size and then fold out in seconds?
The Hurricane can.
Can your cane instantly adapt to changing terrain, including sand, gravel, and snow?
The Hurricane can.
Can your cane stand on its own, freeing up both your hands when you need them?
The Hurricane can.
When other canes can't, the Hurricane can. Unlike old-fashioned canes, the all-terrain Hurricane gives you more stability, more balance, more peace of mind. And now we're offering our best deal ever, plus free shipping. The freestanding Hurricane tackles terrain you'd never try with ordinary canes. And its 3 points of contact give you unparalleled stability. But there's one more important question. can your cane save you money?
The Hurricane can.
Because we're offering the Hurricane at an historic low price, plus free shipping. Just call 1-800-600-2949. 1-800-600-2949. 1-800-600-2949.
There's nothing subliminal about getting hungry. Hungry. It usually hits you with the subtlety of a ton of bricks. Hungry, hungry. Now that your stomach has your full attention, you need to rectify the situation.
Subliminal subs.
With something made to order.
Subliminal subs.
From the fresh food specialists at the home of the grilled sub.
Subliminal subs.
Subliminal subs.
I just said that subliminally.
Said what?
Subliminal subs.
That was you? I thought it was my stomach talking.
This is your stomach talking. Subliminal subs, grilled subs, and more. You know you want one.
Subliminal subs are made to order by fresh food specialists. With grilled and specialty subs, fresh salads, soups, and drinks.
Subliminal subs.
Has locations on both sides of the river. In Illinois, you'll find Subliminal Subs in O'Fallon on Highway 50, on South Main in Waterloo, and in the Edwardsville-Troy area on Edwardsville Road off I-55, exit 18. And in Missouri, there's the newest location in the Westport Plaza, coming soon to Millstadt in the Central West End. Go to subliminalsubs.com for the full menu, locations, and phone numbers. Subliminal Subs.
You know you want one.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. Unfortunately, many baby boomers have been convinced that Social Security isn't going to be there long term, so couples may ignore it when it comes to their retirement plan. But now it's time to set the record straight. To find out how much money you could be leaving on the table, go to SocialSecurityStLouis.com. Answer a few key questions, and you'll learn how much money's at stake, money that you've worked hard for over the years. When it comes to your retirement planning, when and how you elect Social Security may be one of the most important decisions you make in retirement. So visit us on the web at SocialSecurityStLouis.com. There's no cost or obligation, and find out how much money you have at stake when it comes to your Social Security. SocialSecurityStLouis.com. There's 81 different claiming strategies for a married couple. You can find them all at SocialSecurityStLouis.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors, Inc. and NBC are separate and unrelated companies.
What would you give to make your joints more flexible and more comfortable? Hi, this is Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. In my 20 years working with nutritional supplements, I've never been this excited. Introducing Curcumega. Curcumega is the world's first formula to combine krill oil for joint comfort, fish oil to soothe your joints, and clinically tested curcumin to target the inflammation. And it's all in one little pill. These three ingredients have worked so well for me in terms of my joint comfort, they changed my life. And I know Curcumega can change yours too. That's why I want to send you a free bottle so you can see what all the excitement is about. For your free bottle, call now 1-800-500-3658. Experience the power of Curcumega, the world's first formula with krill oil, omega-3 fish oil, and curcumin. It's a game changer for your joints. Call now for your free bottle, 1-800-500-3658. 1-800-500-3658.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-676-1536 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-676-1536 to take your call now. Call 800-676-1536. That's 800-676-1536. Again, 800-676-1536.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. It was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Garden View Care Centers presents Molly Ringwald.
Don't you forget about
love me.
Experience an evening of live music and entertainment with singer and film star Molly Ringwald. Jazz at the Bistro May 14th and 15th. You remember Molly in film classics like 16 Candles and Pretty in Pink. Enjoy her unique jazz stylings from her debut album, Except Sometimes, 7:30 and 9:30 nightly. Tickets at the Jazz St. Louis box office, 314-289-4030 or online at jazzstl.org.
At Sears Auto Center, shop for new tires at your convenience with extended hours and online scheduling. Visit Sears Auto Center today. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 4/27.
Hi, this is Mike with Broadway Truck Centers. Come see us for all of your commercial truck needs. We also have all the parts you would need and a great service department to help you as well. See us at BroadwayTruck.com or at our location just off Broadway.
Mizzou Athletics on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Keep it on KTRS for every game with the Missouri Tigers. PM Barbecue is your official Mizzou tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs going to send us a check for bringing this one out of the grave to the attention of the public. Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, around Southern California. A lot of vines out there. And also Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, ThompsonPrice.com. Here he is, Mike Evans.
Here I am, Mike Evans. Idea.
How you doing?
Good. Pop quiz question, according to insiders who keep track of such things, name the name of the hottest celebrity in a bikini. Rihanna.
Lou Anderson.
Oh, man.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, she is hot.
Nicki Minaj.
Oh, no way.
What?
Movie review. Every once in a while, I have to do a disclaimer. Remember that my reviews are just my opinion. You have to judge for yourself whether or not you're going to see a film. Even Cheryl, my wife, doesn't always agree with me. With that said, opening Friday is Pain and Gain. Not a fan. I usually like true stories, but not this one. It's based on three low-life Miami bodybuilders played by Mark Wahlberg, Dwayne Johnson, and Anthony Mackie who kidnap, torture, and extort a guy. And all their plans go all wrong. And because their plans go wrong, some of it is kind of humorous. But even with these few, very few funny moments, it's not enough to overshadow the brutal, bloody violence, the crude sexual garbage, bad script, and bad acting. Hmm. Rated R, 100 minutes, 1 star.
I'm not a fan of The Rock.
I'm not either.
I don't get it.
And by the way, in real life, these guys were murderers. They were horrible people. They tried to make them be kind of cute and funny. Bad movie. I will review two movies on Friday that I'm giving 3.5 stars to each one of that are also coming out this weekend.
And The Rock's not usually in R-rated movies, is he?
No, he's not. Latest on Lindsay Lohan, since there is no such thing as the lockdown rehab that they agreed to take the place of the 90 days in custody. Well, on May 2nd, when the judge and Lindsay Lohan face each other again, I do expect the judge will say, okay, the original plea bargain will go into place. Lindsay Lohan, you are here now, sentenced to 90 days in jail. I don't know what other choice he has. Also, attorney Sean Holly, who has kept Lindsay out of jail for, 2.5, 3 years, has never been paid a penny.
Oh, man, if anybody deserves to be, that's the guy you want to pay.
No kidding.
She's a girl, actually.
Oh, well, then that's the woman you want to pay. She's kept you out of jail.
Yeah. She owes, Lindsay owes Sean about $175,000.
That's all?
That's all.
I'm telling you, it sounds to me like she works cheap for everything she's accomplished.
Keeping her out of jail for almost 3 years?
Yeah.
7 quick hits. Michael Phelps has a horrible gambling problem, so he's moved to Las Vegas.
That's smart.
Oh, he likes playing poker, doesn't he?
Yeah, he likes playing almost any kind of gambling. It's like, you know, if I had a serious cocaine problem, I know I'd want to move to Columbia.
Yeah.
Straight away. Tom Hanks is on Broadway and has lunch almost every day on 55th Street and 8th Ave. That's where the soup Nazis place is, right there. The soup Nazis. England's Rowan Atkins, a.k.a. Mr. Bean.
I don't get him.
Oh, I love Mr. Bean.
I don't get him.
He likes to brag that he's an atheist. I didn't know that about him. Amazing Race and American Idol. Get about the same ratings now. Cher's had a falling out with Chaz. She complains about not having a lot of friends. She's going to move to England. I say, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you there, Cher.
Yeah, where's old Chaz been since Dancing with the Stars?
Oh,
yeah.
She lost 50, or he lost 50 pounds recently.
Chaz Bono?
Yeah, I saw a recent picture.
Yeah, he's lost a lot of weight.
Slimmed down.
Adele and Barbara Streisand are doing a cookbook.
Exactly. It's the sound of Barbara Streisand.
Cookbook.
Oh.
Prediction. Ready for a prediction?
Yeah, sure.
I think the charges against Reese Witherspoon will be dropped. I mean, it's not against the law to say, don't you know who I am? She got out of the car when they told her not to get out of the car, but
Basically
she stood right there. I don't think that the district attorney is going to file against her.
Well, then what that says to people is it's okay to disobey the police twice. You're told once, and then you do it again, and they say, well, that's okay, you can do that. It's a wrong message.
I don't think anybody would be charged with this, though.
They might be fine.
I'm not a lawyer.
What are they going to do? I mean, throw her in jail?
Fine her.
Well, she's interfering with an arrest procedure. She's interfering. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I agree with you. I think they'll be dropped, too, but I don't know that they should be.
Yes. And finally. I hate it when it comes to this part, Franco.
I'm going to talk about it. I'm going
to
talk about it.
To make you cry, huh, homie?
Yeah.
Cheer you up. Anyway,
No,
guess not. According to insiders, who is the hottest celebrity in a bikini? Rihanna, Jennifer Aniston, Nicki Minaj.
I'm going Jennifer. She is hot.
Aniston.
After I saw Horrible Bosses, I am a huge, huge fan of Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
I will go with Jennifer Aniston.
Man, I tell you what, I think Jennifer Aniston is the hottest celebrity in the world. But they said Rihanna.
Rihanna?
I don't get it. Mike Evans, I'm in Hollywood!
In that movie...
He's got a hot body.
In the movie Go For It, Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Aniston was in a bikini in that. Holy moly.
Yeah. Her face is just sort of all-American girl cute.
Yeah.
She's not stunning, you know, but there's something about her.
Yeah, you can tell she's had some work done, but she hasn't gone too far with it.
No, she didn't go crazy. That was Mike Evans, courtesy of Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Yesterday, I just wrote down one word to remember to talk about, because maybe there's somebody else listening, we pick this up tomorrow, who's from the South and grew up as a kid in the South, and you heard this too, and the word is reduce. My mother and her friends used to say, have you seen her lately? She's reducing. And you never hear that.
No.
Losing weight.
No,
but they
I've
would
never
say,
heard that.
Yeah, and they used to run ads, Metrical. When you're ready to reduce, drink Metrical. And it was called reducing. Oh, she must be reducing. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
It doesn't
I've never
even,
heard that.
It's not even, I get it. You're reducing your dress size, you're reducing your number of pounds, but it's such a goofy word. And apparently the world decided it was because you don't hear it anymore. I don't even think down there they use it anymore. Yeah, I have to reduce to get in that dress. So another one that's bitten the dust. Life Care Center of Florissant. Let's talk about this place. Let's talk about this being the place you want to go or you want somebody in your family to go when they need transitional care, when they need physical therapy or occupational therapy or speech therapy. Out of the hospital, not ready to go home, Life Care Center of Florissant. Opened in 2010. I like new. Some people like old buildings and old homes. I guess if I were handy and I knew how to rehab stuff, I would. But I don't really like going into an old business or an old... You ever go to an old hospital? Smells old. This is not a hospital. This is not a nursing home. This is a transitional care facility and a gorgeous one. And one that smells good and the food is good and the rooms are nice and the people who are there go in not wanting to go anywhere. They'd rather go home, but can't go home. They're not ready to go home. You don't want to go home and make things worse and then end up back in the hospital. So you go to Life Care Center of Florissant. They have some very, very knowledgeable, highly skilled people, and their mission is to get you back home healthy and active and back to your regular life. And I'll bet you that if you ask the people, just as they're ready to leave Life Care Center Florissant, well, are you ready to go home? Their answer would be, yeah, I'm ready to go home, but I'm really going to kind of miss this place. This is one spectacular facility. The average stay is 27 days. You might be in there a week. You might be in there 6 weeks. The average is 27 weeks. Who goes there? Well, people go there who have orthopedic injuries, all right, as you're going to have, Peon, when you start playing softball.
Well,
get
yeah.
ready. I can feel it coming because you've been into this yoga thing. You might be a little bit too relaxed. You get out there, you're too relaxed. You're not ready, and boom, you mess something up. And then you end up at Life Care Center of Florissant. Orthopedic injuries, heart attack. And by the way, there's no age here. You can have a lot of this stuff at any age. Pneumonia. Stroke. Parkinson's. Wound care. Serious wound. We talk about lawnmower injuries. You get out of the hospital, in the Life Care Center of Florissant. They have wonderful private rooms with flat-screen TVs and cable and phone. And in other words, they want your time there till you go home to be as nice and as comfortable and as positive an experience as it can be. And that's exactly what it's going to be. So you do have a choice. And by the way, for you folks who were in the hospital in the last 30 days, or if you know somebody in your family or a friend, a neighbor who was, and they're struggling at home, you can still go to Life Care Center of Florissant for rehab services. Check into that. Medicare will almost positively will almost guarantee they'll cover that stay. Take a tour. Go online. Check the website out. Best way to do that is go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, and you'll find Life Care Center. And by the way, right there by their logo is a video on this dragon boat race that's coming up. Take a look at that because they need some sponsors. That it's the seventh annual one, I believe. Seventh annual one. Take a look at some video from last year. Life Care Center of Florissant. Again, frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors, and it'll take you right to their website. We're out of time, aren't we?
Yes, we have to break.
You're going to break? Take a break. Do it. Mm-hmm.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or JohnBealRoofing.com.
I got 5 seconds. That's all the time I need to say. Have a great Wednesday evening.